My message entitled, again, Paul, a man for the times. And my scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 8. He, that is Christ, was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. And I'll tell you something, everybody who's been saved has seen Jesus. If you didn't see him for who he was and what he was, and fall on your knees and say, my Lord and my God, you've never been born again. You need to be born of the Spirit of the living God. Being saved is an encounter, not an automatic thing. There's no automatic escalator to heaven. Jesus is the door, and he was seen. But we're not going to actually deal with the plan of salvation this morning as much as we are this man, Paul, who didn't grow up the way the other apostles did under the ministry of Christ on earth. Paul was a unique man, set aside by God. He was not like the other apostles. John never baptized him. He never followed Jesus during his earthly ministry. He saw Jesus perform none of his miracles. He wasn't a witness of Christ's bodily resurrection into heaven. And he wasn't there on the day of Pentecost for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, just to mention a few things. Which is why he says he's born out of due season. He came from another time and he missed a whole lot of stuff. Everything about this man's calling was unique. It was one of a kind. And everything about him was different. In spite of the lateness of his calling, Christ personally preached the gospel to him from heaven and saw him converted, Acts chapter 9 tells us. Isn't that interesting? Jesus actually preached the gospel of himself to Paul. He set him aside in the wilderness and taught him personally for years, Galatians 1, 11 through 24 tells us. He went back to Asia there, didn't confer with man. And then he revealed the mystery that surrounded his end time glory to Paul and empowered him to write the substance of the gospel message and much of the New Testament scriptures. Isn't that something? He actually had more of a first-hand teaching relationship to Christ than any of the other apostles. He just set him aside and taught him. And I often wondered to myself why God had to do that. I mean, he had 12 perfectly good men at his side for 3.5 years. Why couldn't he have done that to Peter or to James? The fact of the matter is God chose to find a man, and I really believe this, who could carry the weight. Someone who could pay the price to get the message out. And I don't want to diminish the others by saying that, but I assure you, none of them suffered as Paul did. From a heavenly point of view, Paul's out-of-season training for his calling was anything but average. In fact, this man of destiny was especially raised by God for his calling. And we have no example of anyone else going through such a training process straight from God. God will do whatever it takes to get the job done, and sometimes that he goes outside of the established parameters to do so. And that's what he did with Paul. He broke all of the rules of Paul. Why he couldn't have raised up one of the other disciples for the job isn't revealed. But that he found this man and made him the most preeminent apostle anyway is undeniable. So God did see something in the structure of Paul that he needed to reveal the mystery of Christ. You know, Peter was the most Jewish of the apostles. He could have revealed it to Peter. He did not. He could have revealed it to his half-brother and kept it in the family, James. He did not. He got a man who started out on the wrong side of the road, murdering church members, hauling them off to jail, and said, I'm going to chase that man down and get him saved. And I need that kind of enthusiasm, that kind of commitment, that kind of energy, that kind of firepower, that kind of willingness, that kind of determination, that kind of drive, and that kind of madness. It's a certain madness to act the way Paul did. I mean, he was mad about it. He was one committed guy. He was so committed, we never even hear if he was married or had any children. And yet some theologians tell us because of his membership in the Jewish orders he was in, he had to have had a wife. And you don't have a wife back then without having children. But this man was so on fire with a message and a purpose, a destiny, that nothing could stop him. God's preparation of this man was unique. Now hear this. But so also was the substance out of which he made him. Can I say that again? God's preparation of the man was unique, his training, his teaching. But so also was the substance he made Paul out of. The character, the soul of that man was a very passionate man for the gospel.